KETR presents Texas Scribes, featuring literary works by authors in Northeast Texas. Welcome to the seventh of nine readings from William Owen's book, This Stubborn Soil, A Frontier Boyhood, read by Jan Hilton of Commerce.
The employment office opened at 8. I got off the streetcar at Commerce Street a little after 7 and walked back to it. A dozen or more men waited on the sidewalk in front of two blackboards nailed to the wall by the door. I worked in among them close enough to read notices in chalk of jobs open for farmhands, dishwashers, ditch diggers. I read them and read them all again. "Yesterday's jobs," a man told me, "mostly tuck up. They'll chalk on some more today, maybe, if there's any left after the calling out." At 8, a man opened the door from the inside, and we followed him up wooden stairs to a big room. Men who knew him leaned on a counter reading jobs on a pad. The rest of us waited on benches around the wall. I was the only boy. The others were middle-aged and older, all in work clothes, some of them needing shaves, all of them looking down and out. The men at the counter got slips of paper and went out. Then came the call and out time. "Dishwasher," the man behind the counter called. "Anybody want a job pearl diving?" 5 men went up. He took them over and gave them one of the slips. "If it don't suit, come back," he said. "Plenty besides you'd like a crack at it." The man with the slip went out without looking back. The man behind the counter called out more jobs and sent more men out with slips. Then he looked at me. "Hey, boy," he said. I went toward the counter. "Yes, sir." "How old are you?" 18. He opened a door in the counter for me and gave me a chair by his desk. "Old enough." He wrote my age and name on a piece of paper. "Education?" 2 years in high school. I did not tell him it was a part year in the 8th grade at Pinhook. He wrote it down and looked at me. "Catholic?" The question had never been asked me before. "No, sir." He put the paper against his lips and whistled past it. "They didn't say it had to be a Catholic." He looked at the men on the benches and then back at me. "I'll have to try it. No more boys around this morning. It's Catholic school over in Oak Lawn. They called in for a boy to be a priest waiter." I heard the word school and liked it. I was not so sure about the Catholic or priest part, but it was a school. Any school would be better than no school at all.
Support for today's Texas Scribes comes from the Silver Leos Writers Guild, meeting monthly to facilitate the development of writing skills through cooperative critique and shared experiences. Visitors and new members are welcome. More at 903-455-6267.